leg on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 9th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is indeed. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. The technology that surrounds us is largely toxic. And I think that's about all you need to say about it. We'll probably get into the 5G stuff. Thinking about John Lennon again on the anniversary of his birthday, born October 9, 1940, and he was a disruptor to the disruptors. Anyway, yesterday, so pretty much all week I've been sort of thinking about 5G stuff with the rollout of all of this 5G and smart city stuff, and it's being rolled out in the strangest, what I would call most obvious ways, I think what's happening is the Streisand effect. You're trying to hide something and it becomes painfully obvious you're trying to hide it, and it makes it more obvious. You know, the rollout, I didn't even get back to that story. Maybe I'll touch on that. Let me see if I can find that real fast. We concluded yesterday's broadcast with the clip, George Friedman, Brain Bar Budapest, 2017. Is there a global war coming? And, you know, he says, of course, you know, he, in Irwin Mainway fashion, he says, yeah, you know, it's, there's never been a century, there hasn't been global war. So, I introduce to you the iPhone. You're carrying it around. You're carrying around global war in your pocket. In fact, global war is sitting with you right now. It's sitting in your pocket. I present to you the iPhone. And then he goes through the list of various technologies that were developed by and by the military, including DARPA, obviously, for military application. And, you know, he says, you know, every bit of your phone is, how did he put it? It's drenched in war and fear of war. Every bit of your phone is drenched in war and fear of war. And all of this technology, so the smart city stuff, the 5G stuff, it's the same thing. It's none of it's any different. So I hinted yesterday, let me hold on 1 second. I had to reach for my copy of Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State. I really think reading that market security state section is worth, you know, like so many other things, it's worth doing again. This stuff all goes together. The Norman Dodd interview from last Friday when we played G. Edward Griffin's interview of Norman Dodd, 1982. That 1982 interview, Norman Dodd reflecting on his you know, directorship, director of research for the Reese Committee back in the 50s, the early 50s. And the things that came to light, and again, if I haven't double-checked, but if memory serves, the Reese Committee had about $300,000 to investigate multiple foundations and tax-exempt organizations, while the Ford Foundation set $10 million aside. If I remember correctly, it was in the million. I think it was $10 million to investigate the committee that was investigating it and other foundations. That should tell you all you need to know. So, you know, again, like I said yesterday, we hear nothing to hide, nothing to fear. Well, what did the Ford Foundation have to hide and fear? And, obviously a rhetorical question based on the findings of the Reese Committee. So that goes directly together with this. I mean, if you're the people doing the things that Norman Dodd disclosed to G. Edward Griffin as a result of the findings of the Reese Committee, then yeah, you would be, I would think you'd be a paranoid schizophrenic. Even with the hubris these people have, you'd still be looking over your shoulder. If they ever find out there's that infamous quote, right? George Herbert Walker Bush, if the American people, I forget. Who was it? McClendon, I think he allegedly said that too. Anyway. The rumor. Something along those lines. So if you really, you know, you knowing his pedigree of infamy, generational old school bad guy, George Herbert Walker Bush, it wouldn't be surprising if the American people had ever known the truth about what the Bushes have done to this nation. We would be chased down in the streets and lynched, basically. Allegedly, an interview with Sarah McClendon back in 1992. But you just, you know, you can imagine the kind of things. Maybe one of these days we'll go through a broadcast or two of just BHWB's exploits. Maybe we'll go back to the family tree. I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, the market security state section of Patrick Porter's piece is very informative. You know, we have this military militarized society. That's kind of the overarching mindset. And like I said yesterday, quoting United States versus Miller, 307 U.S. 174 from 1939, wherein Adam Smith was cited. Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, Book 5, Chapter 1, contains an extended account of the militia. It is there said, men of Republican principles have been jealous of a standing army as dangerous to liberty. In a militia, the character of the laborer, artificer, or tradesman predominates over that of the soldier. In a standing army, that of the soldier predominates over every other character. And in this distinction seems to consist the essential difference between those two different species of military force. When was the last time you heard anyone talk about the militia in any sort of context other than, you know, kooks and wackos? And never mind the fact that the Second Amendment to the Constitution reads, a well-regulated militia. Where is this well-regulated militia? You know, we talk about many things. We probably shouldn't move on to any other discussion until we reconcile the issue that the Second Amendment reads, the first four words, a well-regulated militia. Then, of course, you have the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the inherent God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms. We shouldn't probably move on from anything in this society until we reconcile the fact that this is what the Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia. Where is it? We don't talk about it. It's not the regulars, it's not the Department of Defense, it's not the CIA and partners and proxies, it's not NATO. Where is the militia? So the discussion of arms ties directly back to a well-regulated militia and the Second Amendment. But we don't talk about that. This case that I'm referring to is a very interesting case, United States versus Miller, by the way. The Constitution, as originally adopted, granted the Congress power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers, and the authority of the training, the authority of training the militia, according to the discipline prescribed by Congress, Constitution Article 1, Section 8, with obvious purpose to assure the continuation and render possible the effectiveness of such forces, the declaration and guarantee of the Second Amendment were made. Not the National Security Act of 1947 and the National Military Establishment, the NME as it was originally known. The Second Amendment, the declaration and guarantee of the Second Amendment were made. For what? With obvious purpose to assure the continuation and render possible the effectiveness of such forces. What? The militia. The declaration and guarantee of the Second Amendment were made. It must be interpreted and applied with that end in view. The militia, which the states were expected to maintain and train, is set in contrast with troops, which they were forbidden to keep without the consent of Congress. Sentiment of the time strongly disfavored standing armies. The common view was the adequate defense of country and laws could be secured through the militia, civilians primarily, soldiers on occasion. In other words, the militia would, suppress insurrections, repel invasions, until, if necessary, the regulars showed up. But again, Article 1, Section 8, states clearly, Congress has the power to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. I'm sure Smedley Butler would approve. And we could go further, smash the racket. And in time of war, and only Congress declares it, we don't have AUMFs, Authorization for Use of Military Force. Congress declares war, and everyone makes a soldier's, you know, a private's wage. Everyone makes an E1 wage. A PFC wage. How about that? So, the point of restating this is that we live in a society that is categorized by this rampant opportunism on, you know, we support the troops, we will never forget. You know, I talked about Blue Line Coffee in Libby, Montana. No offense to anyone in particular. You know, it just reminds me of Jesus from the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. People don't know how just steeped and marinating in this psychological disorder we are in this society. Rampant militarism. You mix that together with identity politics and you have a mess that, ironically, the worst lessons of history have taught us, perhaps even in just the last 70 or 80 years or so. We have some very provocative lessons of history to draw from. One of my favorite little tiny books is Hayek's Road to Serfdom, which was based on Hayek's reflection immediately in the immediate aftermath of World War II. And he was saying it was the ideology of the time that gave rise to such toxicity, and it seems like we have the same ideology rising today in America. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he
welcome back.
Well.
Streisand effect. I mentioned the article. You know, when we see these, I'm focused on Spokane and the area, the northwest corner of Montana, just as examples. And I know this is happening across the country. If you have examples, feel free to let me know. But I talked about the article back in August. Troy takes steps to improve internet, which includes the Yaak Valley Forest Council. Why? The Yaak Valley Forest Council? Part of the National Broadband Initiative, which faded into obscurity. You know, you're not getting the point, America. We need broadband in all of the little tiny towns and hamlets across America out into the, you know, forested areas of the country, all over Montana, into Alaska. We have to have broadband. People are clamoring for it. No, they're not. Go visit people there. And it's interesting to me, and I talked about this also, around the same time that this push began, suddenly the internet started, you know, the interwebs were, they were working fine in certain places that were suggested it was lacking. And then suddenly it was not functioning as well. You know, I was broadcasting from there a few times and saw the ill effects of that, which I think is curious. How did that happen? Anyway, the fact that Deloitte, one of the big 7654321, you know, there can be only one. What is it, big five now? Deloitte offered pro bono work, basically. Just because they're, you know, a philanthropic organization. And, you know, there was another meeting recently that no one knows about these. I don't hear people talking about these meetings, and I know people in these places. Troy Chamber met Wednesday, September 25th. I was talking about this, I think, Monday. Never finished point. But, you know, these things keep happening. So, Sheree Miller, Chamber Vice President, presided over the meeting, introduced Troy City Councilwoman and Yaak Valley Forest Council Representative Shauna Kelsey. She gave an overview of the upcoming Troy Farmers Market and Yaak Valley Forest Council's Apple Festival at the Troy Museum Grounds, which is interesting because Shauna Kelsey is not from the area. No offense, Shauna, but not, you know, based on some of these things, the Yaak Valley Forest Council, you know, I guess the best way to say it is the plainest way to say what I am thinking is I'm sure that she means well. I would hope. She grew up in Troy, actually. But there are other influences. And as is typically the case, you find someone who you can conscript in common cause. You offer them some noble, you know, some noble set of, some noble vision or some noble set of ideals. And then you conscript them to something that has other things involved in it. And people say, oh, well, you know, it can't be perfect. Everything can't be perfect. And then you end up on the devil's errand, a Judas goat in your own community. That would be a shame. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Not trying to pick on anybody. But, you know, so Shauna Kelsey, from her bio on the Yaak Valley Forest Council website, yaakvalley.org, Shauna grew up in Troy. After graduating from Troy High School, she graduated from University of Montana with a degree in anthropology and international development. All should be good global citizens, right? Think globally, act locally. Blah. No thanks. After returning to Troy in 2008, she worked for Troy Public Schools before taking on the development and implementation of Yaak Valley Forest Council's conservation education program. Again, this is a community of, you know, 200 and change people, you know, 240 people or so. And then you have the surrounding communities, Troy, Libby, you know, the rest of Lincoln County, Eureka. But, you know, the whole county is, gosh, I'm guessing, whole county is probably, what, around 10, maybe 20,000 people? Probably not that. Maybe more. Not that many people. So Yaak Valley Forest Council's conservation education program. It's a very important area, I'll tell you that. If you go to, you know, the Why to Why initiative was the big thing. I mentioned that from time to time. That was the big thing that was being pushed back 10 plus years ago when people broke up some of the legislation that was being piecemealed to try to push Murray Strong's rewilding, you know, the rewilding of the North American continent, the interior, pushing people out of it. And so if you go to y2y.net, you know, the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative, 600,000 square mile land grab from Yellowstone to Yukon, you can see how important this area that I'm talking about is to groups like this, organizations like this. Two posts in particular, the Cabinet Purcell Mountain Corridor is one, and then the Crown of the Continent is another. Let's see. Cabinet Purcell Mountain Corridor is one of only two remaining areas in the Yellowstone to Yukon region where grizzly bears can move back and forth between Canada and the U.S. This priority area, covering more than 43,750 square miles and representing approximately 9% of the entire Yellowstone to Yukon region, extends from Golden, British Columbia, south to Missoula, Montana, and encompasses the Purcell, Cabinet, Selkirk, and Bitterroot mountain ranges. So that's one. And then the other relevant post is the Crown of the Continent overview. The majestic and wild Crown of the Continent ecosystem is one of only two remaining areas within the Yellowstone to Yukon region where grizzly bears and other wide-ranging species can move back and forth between Canada and the U.S. The other is the Cabinet Purcell Mountain Corridor. So anyway, this is of this is a high priority and of special interest to the Club of Rome folks. These two areas. And so anyway, they hold a special place in the heart of the cybernetic totalist. You shouldn't be in these areas. Anyway, see if I can make this clear real fast. I think it's interesting, you know, speaking of the Streisand effect, you would think that the tree-hugging types who want to push people out of these kinds of areas, the conscientious types who are so well-informed, so conscientious, they just want to help. They want to help grizzly bears. Would be opposed to having Deloitte perform pro bono work to try to push broadband into the most remote regions of Montana and everywhere else, including these two particularly special and reserved areas, Cabinet Purcell Mountain Corridor and the Crown of the Continent. I mean, why would you want broadband there? And yet, Donna Kelsey is spearheading these efforts. Or she's at the forefront of the efforts. And really, I think, I hope that it's just that she doesn't know better. But you can see how people get drawn into things and the only way I can think to say it is becoming a Judas goat in your community. Come on, everybody. This is great. Let's do this. So from the original article, Troy takes steps to improve internet. I mentioned this before, but the plan was developed by a collaboration between the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Deloitte, and the Montana Telecommunications Association. We're back to that. The 5G stuff, which is the military technology, which is what I was talking about yesterday, Patrick Porter's market security state. And this is basically the order of the day. This is our mission, our vision in America. A militarized, why don't we all just walk down the street and salute one another? I don't know if you see it, but, driving through town, seeing the signs, it's October. I mean, it just never ends. We won't forget. We will never forget. We 10% discount to veterans, blah, 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 blah. Just the rampant opportunism that feeds into this militarism is deeply disturbing to me, particularly because what I read from our heritage. This is antithetical to our own heritage, from what I read. I guess I'll mention Hayek's Road to Serfdom real quick. Speaking of that, him reflecting immediately on the heels of World War II. Hey, here's how it happened. And the chapters. The Abandoned Road. What is the Abandoned Road? Chapter 2, The Great Utopia. Gosh, that sounds a lot like America today. Andrew Yang and his Yang Gang. We'll all get the universal basic income. We'll all get free cash and free stuff. It's gonna be the great utopia. The great society that it never hasn't been yet in the last 100 years. You didn't like the great society? We'll give you a new deal. Maybe we'll give you a new deal. Chapter 2, The Great Utopia. Chapter 3, Individualism and Collectivism. 4, The Inevitability of Planning. Again, from her bio. Donna Kelsey, worked at Troy Public Schools before taking on the development and implementation of the Yaak Valley Forest Council's Conservation Education Program. Robin King, Executive Director. She has been honored with several awards, including 2004-2005 Rural Community National Spirit Award from U.S. Forest Service Department, Department of Agriculture, 2008 Regional Foresters Honor Award by Northern Region U.S. Forest Service presented to Kootenai Forest Stakeholders Coalition for Gridlock Breaking. Interesting. The Inevitability of Planning. Chapter 5, Planning and Democracy. 6, Planning and the Rule of Law. Chapter 7, Economic Control and Totalitarianism, which takes us right back to Patrick Porter's Market Security State. Chapter 8, Who, Whom, 9, Security and Freedom. Again, Patrick Porter's Market Security State. 11, The End of Truth. Have we seen that in America? Post-Truth, 2016, Oxford English Dictionary Award of the Year. 12, The Socialist Roots of Nazism. The Socialist Roots of Nazism. For that matter, I always think Chapter 2, socialism is fine, but someone has to plan. Someone has to implement planning. You quickly jump from Chapter 2 to the founders of socialism. The French writers who laid the foundations of modern socialism had no doubt that their ideas could be put into practice only by strong dictatorial government. The deliberate reorganization of society along hierarchical, in other words, authoritarian, lines, by the imposition of a coercive spiritual power. Where freedom was concerned, the founders of socialism made no bones about their intentions. Freedom of thought, they regarded as the root evil of 19th century society. And the first of modern planners, St. Simon, Henry de St. Simon, even predicted that those who did not obey his proposed planning boards would be treated as cattle, quote unquote. So you quickly jump from there to chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, and someone has to decide about these plans that have been made. Someone has to decide to put plans into motion. So, who does that? And, again, when I think of this, I think of the Trump administration as much as any other. Hayek writing at the opening of chapter 10, a couple paragraphs in, there are strong reasons for believing that what to us appear the worst features of the existing totalitarian systems are not accidental byproducts, but phenomena which totalitarian is certain, sooner or later, to produce. Just as a democratic statesman who sets out to plan economic life will soon be confronted with the alternative of either assuming dictatorial powers or abandoning his plans, so the totalitarian dictator would soon have to choose between disregard of ordinary morals and failure. It is for this reason that the unscrupulous and uninhibited, the sociopath, the psychopath perhaps, Kevin Dutton's book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths. It is for this reason that the unscrupulous and uninhibited are likely to be more successful in a society tending toward totalitarianism. Who does not see this has not yet grasped the full width of the gulf which separates totalitarianism from a liberal regime, the utter difference between the whole moral atmosphere under collectivism and the essentially individualist Western civilization, or what used to be, anyway, the essentially individualist Western civilization. Because, man, Western civilization now is about as collectivist as you could get, as far as I can tell. And, by the way, the identity politics is a key component of that kind of collectivism. And the more you start trending in that direction, the more vacuous and inane the labels become, the more balkanized people become along more and more specious lines. It's just ridiculous. These little monikers that really mean nothing, that can't possibly describe 10 people or 20 people in a room, let alone 300 or 300 million. It's ridiculous. The abandoned road, when the course of civilization takes an unexpected turn, when instead of the continuous progress which we have come to expect, we find ourselves threatened by evils associated by us with past ages of barbarism. We naturally, you got to be acquainted with past ages of barbarism, you know, to be threatened by evils associated. Anyway, we naturally blame anything but ourselves, Hayek wrote. Have we not all striven according to our best lights, and have not many of our finest minds incessantly worked to make this a better world? Have not all our efforts and hopes been directed toward greater freedom, justice, and prosperity? If the outcome is so different from our aims, if instead of freedom and prosperity, bondage and misery stare us in the face, is it not clear that sinister forces must have foiled our intentions, that we are the victims of some evil power which must be conquered before we can resume the road to better things? However much we may differ, when we name the culprit, whether it is the wicked capitalist or the vicious spirit of a particular nation, the stupidity of our elders or a social system, not yet, although we have struggled against it for half a century, fully overthrown, we all are, or at the very least, were until recently certain of one thing, that the leading ideas which during the last generation have become common to most people of goodwill and have determined the major changes in our social life cannot have been wrong, or can they? We'll be right back.
Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle taste great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Telecom industry and partners are moving into the outlying areas of the country and trying to bring high-speed internet to everywhere. And they have groups like the Yaak Valley Forest Council spearheading their efforts. And I'm not a fan of the Yaak Valley Forest Council, but I can't understand why a group that is trying to roll out community the conservation education program would want to spearhead the launch of high-speed internet in these remote and very sensitive areas. I'm sure the grizzly bears are going to really appreciate high-speed internet. You see how it seems like a conflict of interest for this group? So you gotta wonder. Do these people not wonder? Even if you're completely sold out and you're a what some people would call a tree-hugging liberal, don't you maybe scratch your head? Do you do any research on this high-speed internet stuff and wonder what the purpose of giving grizzly bears high-speed internet would be? You know, 240 people? Here's the excerpt from the original article. The new roadmap was developed during the following months through pro bono work done by the consulting firm Deloitte. They analyzed the broadband connectivity challenges specific to Troy and outlined next steps to meet the goal of reliable broadband for the community. Through this project, a broadband task force has been activated in Troy. Really? Pro bono work. By Deloitte. Wikipedia entry. Let's see. Deloitte is one of the big four. Ah, yes. 7654321. There can be only one. Deloitte is one of the big four accounting organizations and the largest professional services network in the world by revenue and number of professionals. And by the way, it's a short trip from there to military-industrial complex stuff, you know, the outsourcing that R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shorrock wrote about more than 10 years ago, you know, that no one cares about. All that stuff. William Welch Deloitte. In 1845, William Welch Deloitte opened an office in London. Deloitte was the first person to be appointed an independent auditor of a public company, namely the Great Western Railway. And the rest is history, as they say. Ah, but who has time for that? Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.